We're just going to jump right into this. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our definitive time pop top 10 movie list. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Scott.
And this is Time Pop.
Woohoo! Oh, this is a long time coming.
This is way too long coming. I cannot believe, and I'm so glad we're doing this just as a separate recording. We can just focus on it, not rush through it after a long movie recording and all that stuff. We're just going to deal with this.
What are we dealing with?
What is this, Scott?
Well, three of your foremost time travel film experts have worked hard on compiling their top 10 time travel movie lists.
Individually.
None of us know what the others have put on their list. And today we're going to reveal them.
And we're going to. So it's how I'm going to do it. So I will take our list when we're done. And number one will get, of everyone's list, number one will get 10 points. Number two will get 9 points. Number three, 8, and so on. And that is how we will compile our compilation list.
Like a score that each get like points, like a point system?
Yeah. So like if you give, let's just pretend Scott puts Interstellar at number one. So that would be 10 points. And then you give you put Interstellar in at number five. That'd be 5 points.
Oh.
And I slide it in at 7. It'll get 3 points. So then Interstellar would have a... So in theory, like if we all have the same number three movie, it could take over, you know, someone who's got it.
Interesting. I'm curious to see how that'll turn out. But I don't know if that would be indicative of how we all feel, because if a number three movie is at number one, we all don't think it's number one. We all think it's number three.
But as a group, it scored the highest. Because if, like I said, if I don't know, we'll see how it comes out.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. I'm curious.
Know. We've been talking about like, how do we score it, right? I was thinking like one would get 10 points, two would get 9, 3 would get 8 or something like that. I don't know. But we were like, how do we rate these films? Because we've been debating this. Is like, do you rate this film because it is the best example of time travel? Do you rate it as a crafted film, or do you rate it just because you like it a lot?
We'll get into that in 1 second. Just to finish on this thought, we will reveal and argue our compiled list during our Back to the Future show.
Oh.
So if something had like what Ari's saying, she's like, no, but none of us made it number one. How can it be number one? We can debate that. And there's probably going to be a couple ties too. So we're going to have to argue over who gets the one slot above it. And there's three of us, so we can have a voting system. We got an odd number. So
I know. I'm so excited. I feel like we're all gonna have maybe the same five films, and there's like three or four that might be some wild cards.
So Ari.
Yeah.
What were your prerequisites?
So I really struggled with this, you know, because it's like, how do you judge these movies? Do you judge them on science? On time travel, on the movie, it's the quality of the movie. Do you judge it based on your own personal experience of when you saw it and if it's nostalgic or not? So I really struggled with how I was going to choose my movies. And then I struggled even more with the order.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys struggle with this.
Yeah.
I picked my movies and then I looked to put them in order and I was like, holy shit.
Right. Like my top 10 is fine. I'm good with the top 10, but like I feel solid about 1, 2, and 3. But like 5 through 10 for me are kind of all tied. They're all like, I don't know if one's dead. They're better for different reasons. So yeah, it was hard. I agree. But like knowing that like we could talk it out we could change it. When we finally publish, we could, you know, make some decisions.
Yeah, I predict that during this, I'm going to change the order. And I kind of knew that. I kind of knew, like, once I talked it out with you guys, I'd be like, oh, wait, no, I think that one should be number 7 and this one should be number 4, you know, so.
I think we should do, like, we'll do everyone's number 10. Should we do everyone's number 10, everyone's number 9, everyone's number...
I know. I don't know. I don't know if we should have everyone do their 10 or if one person does their list than another. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but yeah. If you guys...
I think we should do 10. I think we should do everyone's 10, 9, 8, because I think... Because whenever a movie comes up, we're going to have to discuss it right then and there.
Right. Yeah. And then at the end, we can each read like our full individual 10 through 1, maybe.
Yeah.
This is like, it brings me back to being in junior high and writing a slam book on like the girls I like, or like having to organize songs or bands. I love it.
Everybody, Scott is famous. When he does his Mortified readings, most likely one of his movie lists, or do you do movie lists or you just do favorite movie of that year? Or you would do like...
I mean, I used to organize my pop culture likings. But yeah, I rated movies in my diaries, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. Well, how big was your first list, Ari?
Not that big. I had, let's see, 11, 12, 13 were my top. I had 13, and then I had to pick my top 10.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that brings up a good point. I want to say my 10, but I have 5 honorable mentions.
Yeah.
It's probably like 11 through 15, and I just want them to be honored and mentioned.
Yeah.
We will definitely have honorable mentions at the end. So my 2 prerequisites, I did only movies that we've done.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you guys pick any outside of our time pop?
I did only movies we've done also. That wasn't intentional, but that's just what I've picked.
Yeah.
Let me check. Nope, I'm the same thing. Only movies we've done.
Okay.
It's exciting. This is like opening presents in front of each other at Christmas.
Without further ado.
No, I'm second guessing my numbers.
It's all right. When this session is done, maybe we could like on social media, we'll put out like our final, the amount, the one of all of us together, but also like our own.
I'm also gonna publish a screenshot of my page of me.
Yeah.
It looks like a timeline on my page of like, nope.
My 4 through 9 really could all be interchangeable.
I kind of ended up jumping around because I love movies with crazy time travel, but they tend to not be the best movies.
Right.
So, but I love them so much because of the time travel that I kind of ended up leapfrogging like good movie with time travel movie that's pretty good movie with time, and so on.
Okay, that's smart. Yeah, I mean, I was all over the place. I put in my mind, if you had some alien and he came to Earth, and like, what are the 10 time travel films I should see? Then like, that was my list. But it's part good movie, part historically important, part I just like it. So yeah, it's all over.
All right, we're going to make Ari say her number 10 then first, because we're going to make her stick to one of her picks.
Yeah!
Ari, what's your number 10 time travel movie?
10! Okay, so I am going to just kind of put this out there for Ari's list. It is not set in stone yet. So
we all take this very seriously.
Yeah.
This will be on our website. We will.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Put this on our website too.
I think also for all of our listeners out there that know us well, we love time travel, right? And when we found that guy who wrote the list of what
is Barry.
Yeah. Yeah, what he thought was the best time travel movies, and we were like, wait, what? And we were so critical of his list. So now I'm like afraid I'm going to be super judged for my list.
By the way, have you seen This Is Barry's rating system is pretty complex. He has how he did his movies. It was like based on the time travel device and the plot and wasn't intelligent and watchability. He did all that into like a mathematical formula.
Yeah. And I feel like if we did something like that,
it would be different.
It would be different. It might have been easier for us to pick and rate the movies, but we didn't. And I'm okay with that. Maybe we'll do it later. I don't know. But for right now.
Yeah, this is just what we're thinking right now.
Okay.
So my number 10 is...
Oh, drum roll!
My number 10 as of right now is Hot Tub Time Machine.
Whoa! That is a surprise! I did not expect that. That's a wild card.
I did not see that coming.
And I didn't expect it from Ari. I expected that from Desmond. Oh, we got surprises! Wow. Okay.
So number 1, so for a lot of the sequel movies, I kind of wish I had rewatched them before I did this list, because like it's hard to remember
Hot Tub Time Machine 2 is not worth
this. Okay, list. Good. So yeah, number one. And do you want me to like tell you why, or should we just
should we say Ari says a movie and it's on our list? Should we say, oh, that's my number three, or that's this, or should we not until?
No, we'll get to that.
Okay.
When it comes up on our list,
she's just gonna talk about it.
But yes, I do want to know, Ari, because this one, like some movies, you know, when we get to them, we'll just be like, yeah, that makes sense. But this is, you're starting us off with a shocker.
Okay. Yeah.
So
cool. So for me, it was funny, right? There's not very many funny time travel movies. And it did the fun thing where they go back and they're their younger self. So not many time travel movies are consciousness where they go into their younger self. And they got to, you know, when they looked in the mirror, they were their younger self and they got to redo the things in the past as their younger self. And I thought that was really cool. It was funny. It had a love story in it. They got to redo some things. They learned lessons. They, you know, it was like coming of age again. And I thought it was great.
Wow.
Solid. You convinced me, Ari. I jumped over Hot Tub Time Machines really quickly. I was like, yeah. I really enjoyed watching those movies, but no.
Yeah, I didn't put it either, right? I can say now, I didn't put Bill and Ted's either, which is a super enjoyable movie for me, but if I was going to say, I don't know, it didn't hit me as like a top time travel film for taking it seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
But I love the film.
Yeah. But it's funny, like both of those movies, like Bill and Ted and Hot Tub, like if you're just hanging out with some friends and want to throw on a movie, you could do that without being like, all right, are you guys fucking ready for a time travel movie?
Yeah, exactly. It's light.
Actually, Bill and Ted just moved to my honorable mention list.
I personally think Hot Tub Time Machine is better than Bill and Ted. And it was just well cast. It was well acted. It was just kind of solid. There was nothing really wrong with it, you know, as far as the movie goes.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Yeah.
Solid.
All right.
Scott.
Yeah.
Number 10.
All right. Maybe this might shock people based on the placement, but it should not shock that it is on the list. My number 10 is Primer.
Oh,
yeah. So
yeah,
Primer is a time travel film for time travel enthusiasts. It's the time traveler's time travel film. But and it belongs there. For me, that is like the start of a whole genre of what I call the time travel mindfuck films, which I would include Infinite Man in there. I would include Time Crimes in there. I would include Triangle, of the like simple film, but with all the layers of what's going on and keeping track of who is where, and done on such a simple budget, but like great time travel theory done on a cheap budget and like maybe plausible and the first one to make you scratch your brains. I can even tell you guys now, the other films I listed did not make my list. So I put this as the nod to that.
Okay.
If we have our little subgenres, I call that like, you know, like the mindfuck, like with the layers, simple film, but the people repeat themselves or they're in different times and you got to like look at a diagram to figure it out.
So wait, did you just say Primer was simple?
No, I mean, it's low budget, not simple. Sorry. No. You start with something simple.
Yeah.
It's like Time Crimes. You just start with a simple thing then it builds up to its complexity. And then you're like, what? Oh. And then your brain trips over itself.
I don't think anyone would ever describe Primer
it
as
starts,
simple.
Starts with a basic idea.
The filming is, I mean, it's, you know, they...
Yeah, the filming, like one location, low budget, starts with a basic premise, and then things get wacky.
Yeah.
Which is I think, is similar to like Infinite Man, right? And Time Crimes.
Yeah. I mean, they made Primer on like, I mean, it's an insanely low budget.
Yeah.
Even for a low budget movie, it was like, he just got all of his... I think his parents are in that movie, or maybe his parents like did the catering or something. Like Primer for me is when I went from liking time travel movies to fucking loving time travel movies.
Yeah, I assume it's on both your lists. It's probably higher up. For me, it deserves a nod, but it's not my favorite enjoyable film to watch.
Is it on your list, Desmond?
Oh yeah.
So it might come as a shocker to you guys. It is not on my list.
Oh my God.
Really?
I would never have guessed that Ari would not have Primer, but would have Hot Tub Time Machine. Blows my mind.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Unnecessarily complicated. So the only good thing about this movie, yes, I respect that they made the movie on a low budget. I respect that, you know, as an independent film, all that stuff. To me, the only good thing about that movie is... The concept that in order to go back in time, you have to spend the same amount of time inside the capsule that you're going back. That I respect. That is great. I don't know if that's ever been done before, but that to me does not outweigh the bad things about the movie, the bad writing, the bad acting, the bad sound, the unnecessarily complicated, the story plot that doesn't make sense. It's one of those movies that people love it, in my opinion, because it's so complicated. They don't understand it. So they go, ooh, it's so amazing because I don't know what the fuck is going on. So let me watch it 17 times and then they fall in love with it. I don't know. So to me, I think it is groundbreaking. It is has an original idea, but for me, it is not on my top 10 list.
I thought it would have. Just because of the quote-unquote scientific, like you said, the fact that you've got to be in the box for 8 hours if you want to go back 8 hours scientifically.
It is in my top 15.
Okay, okay.
But it is
okay.
Not in my, it's yeah. Probably number 15 for me.
Wow, it's really interesting.
Was it ever in your top 10?
No, never.
No, okay, okay.
It almost wasn't in my top 10. I like the mindfuck genre that I call it. I like the ones where we have to like of time crimes, you just got to look at all the layers and wrap your brain around. I like stretching my brain out a little bit. And this one, yeah, I don't know. If I, again, someone's like, hey, these are different representations of time travel films that I think are important. This made it to the list. But I put it at 10 because it's not my favorite to watch over and over. It's not the best. It just belonged on the list to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I just realized the top part of our list is going to be more exciting than the bottom part.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, what? You did that or what?
We're going to get pretty similar eventually, but I think 10 through 5, this is the Wild West. Anything could happen.
All right, Desmond, what's your number 10?
I'm going to throw in my wild card. Number 10. I love it. I don't know why. It's unique. I've seen it a lot. I own it on Google Movies. Time Lapse.
Oh.
That's the one with the camera?
Yeah.
Wow. These are different lists. This is exciting.
Tell us why.
It's just...
For our listeners out there, that's the one where these like young 20-year-olds discover that their neighbor across from them has a camera, a big stationary camera pointed at their living room window that takes a picture 24 hours in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
24 hours in the future. Yeah. It's like a Polaroid camera. It spits out a picture of 24 hours in the future. Just in case people didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where they start to see where they are in the future and get excited and want to move forward. And then, of course, it gets complicated where they're like, well, I don't want to do that. And they're like, well, we have to not cause the paradox, which then forces them to see some scary shit that they're like, oh no. Now we've been doing this for a while. This is going to happen whether we like it or not. And yeah, it's so funny now that I'm I don't want to take it off the list, but I'm having a hard time. Like,
you just like it.
Yeah.
It has the mind fuck element to it, right? Like, it has the ending has a twist and a little bit of manipulation. You're like, oh, that's been going on. And it kind of,
it's super
throws
original.
You for a tizzy. Yeah.
Cause what do? They start. Yeah, that's right. Cause then they start to hide pictures from each other. They start to plant pictures. So everyone else will think something different is going to happen to make it happen.
Well, yeah. Do you remember the ending?
I'm trying to.
Are we doing spoilers on this one?
Absolutely. Yeah. we've done our Time Pop episode.
She had been manipulating it all along. Like, it's all her.
That's right.
She had kind of.
She was the first one to discover it or something.
And had been manipulating the whole time throughout it, like pretty calculated. So.
That's right. I forget she was in there from day zero.
But yeah, great example. Smart, probably low budget film. Smart film, good concept, different. All right, look at that. Wow, this is the Wild West.
All right.
So that is not on my list at all. Is that on yours?
That is not on my list.
Yeah, either. Okay.
Getting good. Okay, let's change the order up so Ari doesn't always have to be the one scaring us into it. Let's start off with Scott this time.
Number nine.
All right.
Number nine.
This is maybe like what Hot Tub Time Machine is to Ari's list. This is the one for my list that maybe is not on either of your list. And it's not the best film, but I love it, is The Butterfly Effect.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Is that on either of your list? Probably not, right?
It's not on my list.
I remember seeing the theater when I was young, and the combination of like time travel with like delving into the psyche with examining, you know, the butterfly effect. I mean, it's a lot of the films don't fully go into like, the ripples by small changes. And obviously this film goes big with it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to ask. I like going into like all the repercussions that small changes have and going down those branches. And no other film examines it like that.
Yeah.
Just by changing this. Now he's like a frat boy. Now he's like a homeless guy. Now she's a waitress. Now she's this. Now just like again, the film is, it doesn't hold up as great. It's a little bit 90s grungy, teeny bopper-ish, but the version of me that saw in the theater still sees it that way. And I like, again, the combination of all those things.
You know what? Now that we're talking about this, I don't think any consciousness time travel made my list.
What do you mean consciousness time travel?
He goes back into his younger self.
Yeah.
The mind of his older self as consciousness travels.
Yeah.
So kind of like Hot Tub too.
There was a lot of really great things about the butterfly effect. I really liked how his present, how he would have blackouts throughout his life, but those blackouts were when he traveled.
Right.
And that was really interesting. So yeah, it was a consciousness travel.
You found that out later, yeah.
That's right. It was wherever he was reading in his diary.
Yeah.
That's where he would go back to, right?
He wouldn't have blackouts. He would have memory loss.
Right.
So he would, you know, as a kid, as a teenager, he would just like do things, but he wouldn't remember it.
And then later on.
But later on, it was because his future consciousness had taken over and done things, but his present consciousness didn't remember. So yeah, there's some great aspects
to that. And they actually get into that, because there's some movies, one we just did recently, God damn it, the one with General Hux in it.
Oh, about time.
Yeah, about time. And there was no, like, is he blacking out? Is he not blacking out? Like, what is happening to his current self? Like, they didn't address it at all. And Butterfly Effect actually, talked about that. So that's cool.
Yeah, just, it's great to show this. I mean, they did, a lot of this is like, it's about psychological trauma, but also time travel together, which is super neat. And I more films really should show. I want a film that shows the meaning behind the butterfly effect. I want someone to go back in time and they go for a walk and it still changes something, you know, like that the smallest thing could have giant effects. You don't see that still ever. And I want more of that. So
that would be a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It's funny that you go back, we never watch the other ones. You watch the trailers for the butterfly effect sequels and they all go so horror. Yes, and the film is dark and it doesn't need to be that. But anyway, yeah, there it is. Number 9, coming in hot. Thank you, Ashton Kutcher, for all your contributions to the time travel genre.
If we ever want to do our bad time travel movie, we could do the Donnie Darko and the Butterfly Effect sequels.
Right. Yep. Yeah, they're both made by the same company, I bet. It seems that way.
All right, Des, what's your number 9?
Number 9. Oh, I'm going to break Scott's heart with this one.
Oh, I know what he's about to say.
Number 9, Interstellar.
What?
Wow.
All right, you got to tell us why.
It kept on falling on my list. I had it higher and it just kept falling. It is probably the best made movie on our list. Next to it and Tenet, it's so well made, but the time travel is scientific. God damn it.
I love how he's rational. He's like, was it number 8 because it's the best one made and the time travel is the best show.
Number 9.
And it's his 9.
I forgot about the water world.
Oh, the water world's the best.
Dude.
Because the black hole at the end is just like, that's cool and scientifically accurate, but...
And every tick on the soundtrack is like a day of their life going by, and it's always tick, 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 tick. So cool.
Yeah.
You can change it now.
No. It's keep it, Des. Keep it. That's what you originally wrote. Keep it.
I'm keeping it, but I was forgetting about the water world. I was just thinking about the big time travel at the end with the black hole. I'm like, that's really cool and technically scientifically accurate, but there's not enough time travel in it to make it a top time travel. It's a good enough movie to make my list, but there's not enough time travel. But the water world kind of makes me want to move it up, but I'm going to leave it where it is.
Let's leave it where it is for now. We can rearrange later.
And we're going to save, I think, our discussions on this film until later.
Because this is both on our list.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the first one on all three of our lists?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exciting.
So my number 9, I'm going to predict, is not on your guys' list.
Ooh.
And this one for me is just, I think it's more nostalgia. I don't know. So my number 9 is Frequency.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
She really liked it when we saw it. So it doesn't surprise me. She a lot of the films, she's like, don't like it. I don't like it. This one, she liked.
So for this one, it's super original, right?
Yeah.
What's time traveling is just their voices. And it was just well done. It had, you know, the love story between the father and the son. And it just got nostalgic with the 60s, which I love. And, you know, it had some adventure. It had some excitement, explosions with the fires. And it was just a well done movie and different. And it had a little bit of the like instant butterfly effect, which wasn't super accurate how they portrayed it. It was so cool how in the past he would hide something in some corner of his house and then it was instantly there when he went to go retrieve it. And I just liked it. It's on my list.
And you bumped into that one when you were younger, right?
Yeah. So I watched that one when it came out or whenever in like the early 90s or whatever, late 90s.
Early 01s.
Oh, yeah. So whenever it came out, I saw it. And of course, I was at the right age of being like, this is amazing.
Back to one-offs. I love it.
Yeah. That's not on my list at all, but unique film. I wouldn't put it as like a base for time travel, but it was enjoyable.
That was a fun movie. Like you said, action-wise, a lot of times there's not like explosions and fire and stuff like that.
How they just tied everything together with the baseball, you know, and the date. And it was well done. It was well written. What?
Nothing. It's a touching story.
You said baseball. So I was thinking of the baseball bat at the very end. The Deus Ex baseball bat.
Yeah. I don't know, but it was like the date of the games. The way they did it was just very smart.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. The date. That's how everyone knew.
And I think they tied it into the actual, like when they won the World Series.
Right, yeah.
It was like the real date of when they won the World Series. And so they tied it into like historical things. So it was like historical fiction. And I really like time travel movies that use real events in history. So for me, it's on my list.
All right, cool.
When is Quentin Tarantino going to make his retroactive history time travel movie?
Right. Wait, so do we all do our nines?
Yes.
We all did nines.
All right, Des, your turn to go first.
8. Because I love time travel, and it has lots. Time crimes.
Oh, okay. This is one that Desmond and I liked, and Ari did not.
Yes.
I assume it's not on Ari's list.
No.
It wasn't my original top 10 list, and I moved it for primer, but it wasn't my original list.
There might be a little recency bias, but based on my, like I said, based on me focusing on time travel, it was up there. There was definitely some things not to like, but I love the, like, you see it once, then you see it again and a few things change, then you see it again and more things change. And when it's done well, too, when the camera isn't hiding stuff from you on purpose, they're just showing you the next time around that there was more going off behind him and all that stuff.
So you liked this more than, say, Triangle that had a lot of time travel?
Well, we don't know that. He might have Triangle on his list.
You don't know that.
Okay. All right.
I think he does.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just basing off like our reactions to the podcast and what we liked and didn't.
Okay.
But I see this one. This for me, again, starts off simple. The things happen. Then there's so many, then more things happen. And then you really have to like look at a diagram to see the four different versions of the people. But it's all done really smart, intelligently with minimal loopholes.
Yeah. The partial molestation.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Little unnecessary. There would have been a way to bridge
agreed
those gaps without that. But as a child of the 80s, I'll always take unnecessary boobs.
That's a different movie list.
that's a different list.
All right.
My turn?
Yes.
All right. Number 8 for me is Groundhog Day.
Ooh.
All right. Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
It didn't make it to my list.
It didn't make it to my list either.
All right. Yeah.
It did not.
I feel like I needed one of those Looper movies in my list. And so this is the one and this is the place that I put it.
It did kind of start the Looper film.
Yep.
It was like the first one of the Looper films.
And we've seen a lot of the Looper films. We've seen A Map of Perfect Tiny Little Things. We've seen Palm Springs. Scott and I have seen a lot of those Looper films. And
Edge of Tomorrow.
And I liked this one the best because, you know, it does the whole thing where like he tries to kill himself. He goes insane. He you don't know how long he's been there, but it's a long time. He masters all these things. And there's a lot of concepts and ideas that none of the other movies touched on.
I would put Edge of Tomorrow as the better Loop film, but to each their own.
I mean,
this was the first.
Edge of Tomorrow to me was a video game.
Yes.
It's a video game. It is technically a Looper movie, but it was a video game. It was you die and you start over. You die and you start over. And so, yes, it's a better movie. It's better, higher quality. It's newer. But to me, Groundhog Day being the OG, I just, it felt more time traveled as opposed to video game.
Another no science needed on Ari's list.
Yeah, I know. This is really surprising because in that, all he has to do is get his day right to move forward. It's like a film with heart, which she seems to be going more towards, which is really interesting. More heart, less science so far.
Very nice.
I'm not always all about the science.
Science!
I have heart too.
Heart and science.
Weird science.
Love and gravity.
Yes!
All right. Who's...
You're up, number eight.
You, Scott. Number eight.
All right. I think this will also only be on my list as my guess, but my number eight is Endgames.
Oh!
Avengers Endgame.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is my, like, number 11. This is, like, definitely honorable mention.
Is it on your list, Des, or no?
Yeah.
It's not!
So...
I think you're going to make me regret it, but...
For me, it is such an enjoyable time travel film.
Yeah.
They all go on their separate missions. They reference things like Back to the Future. They go into some pretty good theory of like, once you make that change, it's an alternate timeline. And like, not only that, but heart-wise, you know, in a separate story for culminating all these, the Marvel thing that they've been building up for 20 years, the Captain America going back, like Tony Stark meeting his dad and like how they, and Captain America kind of going back in time and seeing Captain Carter and the stuff they deal with personally and tying it all together with like some reasonable science and like minimal loopholes. Really, just really fun movie, really good use of time travel.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're going into their own past. They're going into like, you know, one, Tony Stark and Captain America, they go to like to the far past the 40s, but like to go back into like the original, going through all their movie in the final culmination of their old films and going back to the Avengers film and the Guardians of the Galaxy film, and then messing with it on the side, super cool. Captain America fighting with himself, most fun, but has some good scientific base to it. Really well done, referenced and respected all the other movies. Great A!
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all that. It's definitely, you know, in the top 15 for me.
And it was Scott's first Time Pop episode. It was your first appearance on Time Pop. We did Avengers early. I always think we did Avengers a little ways in. That was like number four, I think.
Really?
That's a deep cut.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Because I always think we did it later, and I always think we...
Like it had just come out in the theater, maybe? I don't... My sense of time, ironically, is off.
This is another one that I... And we even talked about this on the episode. Every time I imagine that movie, I imagine a good movie with time travel. I forget it's a fucking time travel movie.
Oh, it's absolutely. And remember the part two where they're like trying to get it to work and you just have Ant-Man and like instead of time's going through him and it's him as a baby and an old man and all that stuff. Very fun.
That is definitely a movie where if we made rules or parameters to what we're judging these movies by, I feel like that would definitely make my top 10. As opposed to just movies that I love, you know?
It's got good science.
Yeah,
it's enjoyable. It's got heart, minimal loopholes, and it's a really watchable film. Man,
this is making me really, really want to rewatch.
Same.
I like the change of our list, though. I like the varieties.
This is amazing.
All right, are we on to number seven?
Right. We are back to Ari at the top of the batting order.
Seven for mine is H.G. Wells, The Time Machine.
Oh, no.
2002.
Yeah.
2002. H.G. Wells, The Time Machine, 2002. I would think you guys would not be surprised by this because it's one of the few time travel movies that go into the future.
Oh,
but the future is such like a primitive future, right?
Still, it's his idea of the future.
I get it.
And they go way, like everyone always tries to do what they think is the predictable future, which so far everyone's been way, way off, but they just go.
Right. If you go far enough, like maybe we'll be very technologically advanced and we'll destroy each other and then life will begin anew if you go far enough.
And do you remember that episode we did on, I think it was Futurama, the animated show Futurama, yes. Where they did an episode kind of like this where their time machine could only go into the future and they go so far into the future that they loop back around. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Okay, so there was a Futurama episode. It's either episode or part of their movie where they have a time machine. And Scott, you'll appreciate this. They only can go into the future, right?
Okay.
And they kind of miss their mark, so they just keep going. And they go so far into the future that time loops back around on itself and they end up doing the exact same thing. Yeah, so it has kind of that concept in, you know, the time machine story, H.G. Wells' story. He goes really far into the future, which is really interesting.
That's right. I forgot we did the Because they cut it down into episodes eventually, but I forgot that we watched the Futurama movie, Bender's Big Score.
Is that what it was? It was the movie where they do the time machine? Yeah.
Yeah. So they go just in the time machine. He goes to the year 635,427,810.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like way in the future.
That is the future, people.
And it's cool. And I love that stuff. I'm a futurist. So of course, that's going to be on my list.
Wow.
That is so cool. I've been watching a lot of Ancient Aliens right now. So that fits into my ancient alien theories. He didn't come from space.
So that's not on your
list. But he came from the past. It is not on my list.
Yeah, me neither.
The time. Oh, my God. Right. This is.
So this is number seven we're on?
Yep.
It's number seven.
All right. My seven, which maybe is not on either of yours either. Coming with a bang is Donnie Darko.
No.
Yeah. I love me some Donnie Darko. That film was so cool. So stylistic. First time I saw it, I didn't even realize it was a time travel film. And then like one of those films that I researched, and the more I researched and like looked at the extra stuff and the extra footage and Lady's Death, time travel, and like what the movie's all about, all taking place like in that moment. And it's pretty cool. Yeah. I love it. It's like a more palatable David Lynch film that you have to, if you don't think about it, you're like, I'm not sure I get what's going on. And then like, you really have to put a little thought and connect the dots and do the work on your own. And it's a very different take on a time travel film. Very much a time travel film.
A slow burn time travel to wait for that airplane.
Yep.
But there's all the talk of like time travel throughout and talking about it and Lady Death and her book and all that. With the extra footage, if you watch the version with the extra footage, it goes more into that about her theories of time travel and stuff.
That's right.
So it's not on either of your list, I assume.
No, it's not on my list. When did that movie come out? Do you know?
Let me see. Where's my
early aughts? Probably.
I want to say late teens. Late D's. 2001. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Early aughts.
Okay.
Yeah. I just watched Jake Gyllenhaal in Ambulance. That was quite an action movie.
Yeah. All right.
Donnie Darko, man.
Yeah. This is cool. Our lists are different.
I love it. My number seven is, with all of its time travel, The Infinite Man.
Oh.
Number seven.
I'm definitely sensing a theme with your list, Desmond. You like the movies where there is a lot of time travel.
Yes, I do.
He likes the movies that have a diagram based on it.
That are confusing.
Yeah.
If I'm not compelled to look up a timeline within the first 45 minutes, it's just another movie.
Yeah. It's kind of like being an enthusiast of a hot sauce. And if it doesn't burn your lips, you're like, eh. Yeah. So like, if you want to see a time travel film, like if it doesn't make my brain scramble, then eh.
And the sad thing is that like, you know, a lot of these movies that, you know, some movies I've always watched, like Donnie Darko and Back to the Future and stuff like that. But the movies we've kind of found from doing this podcast, I've only seen once because we're just on to the next and on to the next. And I don't want to confuse my brain with too many rewatches. But like, The Infinite Man is a movie that I should watch three or four more times.
Wow.
To try to figure it out and get all the little nuances and stuff. But that one, I mean, that is, you know, even as a time travel enthusiast, I feel like that movie would have somehow skirted me if it wasn't for this podcast being like, let's do it.
With how confusing that movie is, The Infinite Man, you know, it's very complex. It needs a diagram. I find that better than Primer.
What about Time Crimes?
Time Crimes is not even in the discussion. I did not like
it. Okay.
Of
those three, Infinite Man is your top.
Yeah, of the very confusing, because at least Infinite Man was like not purposely trying to be confusing. It just was really well written and well thought out. And, you know, it's hard to write a time travel story in any form. You really have to like, you know, just by watching it, we have trouble. But imagine trying to think it out on your own and write it out. So I have great respect for Infinite Man, but it did not make my list.
Yeah.
It didn't make my list either. Primer was my nod to the three of them. Almost like I already put Groundhog Day. I put Primer for this genre, but it would get honorable mention. It starts off low budget and these films all have like one locate, like a very minimal locations.
Yeah.
Only a few people in it. And it still gets so complicated. It starts off so simple. They're just at a hotel. Things happen. And then the layers happen. But yeah, I respect that.
All right.
Very nice. Very nice.
We're getting down to number six.
Number six, Scott.
All right.
Shock me.
So this was originally my number three or four. This was originally my number four. And it just got swapped to six in like in a reorganization I did of my list. This is a fantastic film. It deserves better, but now I'm at a point where everyone should be tied. So my number six is 12 Monkeys.
Okay.
12 Monkeys. Is this on your list, by the way?
No.
So it's not on my list.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm so surprised. Yeah. I'm apologizing that it's at six because I feel like it should be earlier.
Okay. It's not on my list. And here's why. The first thing that comes into your mind when you hear 12 Monkeys is Brad Pitt's performance. That's it.
Yes.
The first thing that comes into your mind is Brad Pitt's performance. He did amazing in that movie. And then maybe if you think about it more, you're like, oh yeah, that was a time travel movie.
I've always loved that film. I used to own it on DVD.
No, it's an amazing movie.
I also love the playing around. You know, it's a classic like trope of the 90s of like, is this time travel or is he insane? And they eventually spell it out, I believe, in the film. But like, it plays on that pretty far, kind of like in a Total Recall way. And I love that stuff. Big Terry Gilliam fan. Very fun time travel plus post-apocalyptic plus a lot of things that kind of get spelled out over time. Such a good film.
Yeah, no, I agree. The film itself is amazing. And the only reason why I didn't make my top 10 is because...
Because Brad Pitt was good in it?
No, for me, it's... I struggle with it. And, it would be in my top 15. I don't remember how many now I have in my top 15.
It's getting bigger.
Yeah, but for me... You know, I don't really remember. It's like a big machine with the time. I just remember being very stylistic. The style of it is amazing. Brad Pitt is amazing. But for me, the time travel aspect didn't stick out.
And if I remember correctly, he ends up killing himself, right? That's like the whole weird paradox. Or like, his younger self sees his older self being killed. It's based on La Jetée, the French short film. But like, it got a little fun paradox in it also. How it starts is kind of how it ends.
Yeah. 12 Monkeys, it was another one where the time travel itself just was not explained enough. It was, you know, it's Terry Gilliam just being weird and just be like, hey, if we move these levers, I bet someone will go back in time or something like that. And so it was just like,
I agree. It's a great movie that has time travel in it.
There's a lot of time travel. It's fully a time travel film.
No, it is.
But they try to fool you into it. Try to fool you into thinking it might just be madness though too.
Right, but at the end that's not the case. In the end, and they show, like I said, it's he ends up witnessing as a child his older self being killed. That's a whole kind of closed loop kind of thing.
Did you ever see La Jetée?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like all told in like photographs, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was French as fuck.
French as fuck. That's our next podcast.
All right. 12 Monkeys. We have 13 movies on here. And I think 11 of them are one-offs. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
My number six, another one that will not make anyone else's list for sure. I barely even remember this movie. All I remember is how much I fucking loved it. And it's another one I can't believe I haven't rewatched, but I remember just being so excited to talk to Ari about it that it had to make my list. Paradox.
Wow.
Paradox.
Okay, so let's refresh myself and also our listeners about this movie. This is the one where they build a time machine in the basement.
Yes.
And it's like a company that builds a time machine in the basement and it goes back 1 hour.
Yes.
And when they come back from that hour, a bunch of people are dead. Or when they go back and I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I'm trying to look it up on...
From what I remember, it's they go back an hour, and when they go back an hour is when all the people are dead.
I think they keep on jumping back. I think it's one of those things where they go back an hour, but then from that hour, they can go back another hour. And so I think they end up going back quite a few hours, but... Oh, no, they go into the future.
Oh, they go into the future. Okay,
into
that's
the
right.
Future. That's right.
1 hour.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people are dead. And then they have to figure out who did it and why. And it's kind of like a thriller.
Yeah.
Loop.
That came out in 2016. That was hot off the presses when we, well, not hot off the presses, but pretty new when we talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
It was one of the new ones starring Zoe Bell, which was fantastic. Yeah, that's right. He goes into the future because they have it on a timer. So I think he's only there for like 60 seconds. And he's just like, holy shit. And they use the time machine as a weapon eventually. And they like put someone's like head outside the time machine. So when his body jumps, they gets decapitated. It's super, super awesome. And I remember that too. And it was one of those two where like, you're like, oh, this is kind of pretty cool. But then like at the very, very end, you realize that this has all been a loop. they're going to do it again. Like someone is outside the time machine.
Yeah.
Pulling all the strings.
Yeah. Cool. All right. That one's not on my list.
Me neither.
Have you even seen that one, Scott?
I did. I watched it with you. I don't remember a lot about it. Yeah. But as you're saying it, it refreshes my memory.
Yeah. All right. So my number six, I'm very proud of. And I will defend it till I'm blue in the face. Oh. My number six is Men in Black 3.
Wow. Ari's list is totally mind-blowing me right now. It is nowhere near what I would have expected.
I thought I was going to have the craziest list, and Ari is knocking me off the block.
Yeah.
So this movie to me is super well-rounded. It brings in all the other stories of Men in Black. It has the adorable character who can like see the future and see all the guy in the hat, you know, who can see all the different possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the, you know, him as a kid and what happened to his dad. And he gets to go into the 60s and get the what's that actor's name that plays the white guy, the old white guy?
Oh, the old one. Is
Tommy James Rowland.
Yeah, he gets young Tommy Josh Lee. Brolin. Yeah, he gets young Tommy Josh Lee Jones. Brolin. In the 60s, and it's got the great style of the 60s, and they just, I just, you know, again, I think I'm loving the 60s thing, but it's just, to me, it is such a well-rounded, well-done movie with the fun little twist at the end.
Yeah.
You know, and it's got aliens, and it's, you know, the way that they showed the time travel, right, when he climbed up to the top of that building. Yeah, that's right. And he had to jump, and you see him falling, and you see time around him changing. He, like, passes dinosaurs, and just the effects that they used for the time travel to me were so great. So for me, I like that movie a lot.
Wow.
Oh, that's one of the few that I own. I might throw that on while I'm gaming later on today. And for that to be like the third movie in, like, it was kind of a shock because the second one did okay. And so for them to decide to finish the trilogy, pull out time travel and not have it just be totally a mess.
Yeah.
Was good on them. And having Josh Brolin as young Tommy Lee was flawless.
It was great.
Yeah.
Super great.
Solid pick, Ari. Solid pick.
Thank you.
I think I want to watch, of all these lists, I think I want to watch Ari's list the most.
That's the goal. Honestly, that is the goal.
Yes. Is it mine or Scott? Oh, no. Mine?
We're on number five now, right?
Number five. Desmond's number five. I'm pretty sure it's on all of our lists. We'll see. Ari might shock me, but maybe higher. I have Tenet at number five.
Nice choice. Nice choice.
It is on my list.
Nice choice.
Yes.
Why at number five?
Wait, is it on your list, Ari?
It is on my list. Yes. Okay. Tenet is on my list. Yeah. It's on all of our lists. So Desmond, why did you put it at number five?
It just kind of kept, well, number four. Yeah. The fact that I put number four above it, it's a little shocking, but you've kind of caught a glimpse of my hierarchy of lists, so you'll know why number five had to slip down a little bit. Yeah, it's one of those that I kept wanting to move higher, but I couldn't take anything else off the list, and so that's just where it fell. I think because it's so fucking cool, but it's not a poof you're in the past or poof you're in the future time travel. It's a really cool mechanic. I love how they do it. It's such a well-made movie, but it didn't fit into my usual criteria for what makes me love the time travel genre.
Respect.
Yeah.
All right. So my number five is Looper.
Looper made it to my honorable mentions. Looper made it to honorable mentions, but did not make the list.
Yeah. I just, the fact that you get to interact with your past self or your older self is such an amazing concept to me. I love that. And they really interact with each other. And I just thought the story was really well done. It was just a great concept, great movie for me. So I really
and that they fought with each other, right?
Yeah.
And one killed himself and it killed the other one. One of those kind of fun paradoxes in it.
Yeah, and it's ripple effect and it's just got all the things that I really like.
Yeah, really well done film. Yeah, it's in my honorable mentions for sure.
Yeah, it made my first list, but then it didn't make the top 10. And I don't know why. See, having these conversations,
it's worth doing an 11 through 20 when we're done with this project.
Yeah,
like
for
it
sure.
is worth, you know, doing the next round.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're going to do next is we're going to get our definitive types of time travel.
Oh, yeah.
Movies down.
Best loops, best.
Well, not even that. Just name them all first name them all.
Right. Okay.
And maybe we'll use our top 10 to try to figure out how to name them all. And then for our Time Pop definitive time travel thoughts and ideas, I think that's up there. Yeah, Looper, again, yeah, listening to you talk about it, I'm just like, yeah, that is, because I always forget that they're the same person.
Yep.
And when I think about that movie, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. He goes back and this is cool. And I like their future and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, had I been like, no, he's hanging out with himself.
Yeah. And he's got the nose prosthetic and he does the smirks like him. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. He does a great job acting like Bruce Willis. Yeah.
And Bruce Willis, two-timer, baby.
Right. Two-time club. Is it my turn?
Number five, Scotty.
All right. Number five. Now, Ari and Desmond might get a dagger, slit me from bottom to top and take my organs out and roast it outside because I'm putting it at five. But my five is Back to the Future 2.
Oh, okay.
And it's, there were just more essential for me. I love that it's future travel. That never happens. It's back and forth. It's the first one that like got a little twisty with time travel. When I just watch it, I don't know. He doesn't seem like a teenager. The acting is bad.
You don't like seeing Michael J. Fox, the little girl?
When I watch it, Michael J. Fox's acting is so bad in it. It's like really distracting. And there's parts where I just don't buy into it, unfortunately. I think for you guys, I know that is more, even more essential. Back to Future 1 is like the standard which a lot was built on. And so I had other ones that I just had to put as more impressive films before it. So yeah, it's my five.
So both of our number five, Scott, were just circumstances of...
Yeah, of what had to be before. Of what had to be of those like finer films.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So, I assume this is on everyone's list?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Desmond up next?
So we're on
Ari.
Four. I'm up next. Okay, so number four for me is Predestination.
Yes.
It is on my list. I'm a little bit down from there.
Whew.
It's on all of our lists? Yeah.
Yep.
That's to be expected.
So, and I'll make a quick, if a movie comes up that is rated the same as yours, that one we will speak up right away.
That hasn't happened yet.
I know.
Yeah.
None of us have agreed on anything so far.
Yeah, Predestination, I mean, what a great fucking movie.
Great movie.
Great.
What a surprise, right? It's this independent film that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
And it's, talk about a mindfuck.
Yeah, literally.
It's the paradox that started the time travel conversation in the 1700s. It's like the fact that like that movie didn't get made until I don't even remember when it got made. And I mean, that movie could have been done so fucking wrong so many times. And for it to finally get done and just nailed it.
Yeah, I put that, you know, I said Primer was like a time traveler's time travel movie. This is not for everybody.
No.
It's dark. My mom will not like this film.
Yeah.
But she would like Back to the Future. So this is for the enthusiasts.
2014. I would have put it way earlier than that.
Yeah, it's a very unknown movie. Not many people know about this movie.
Everyone, go watch Predestination now.
Yeah, don't learn anything about it. Don't watch a trailer. just watch it. That's
and then listen four. To our podcast.
Yeah, that's my four. Okay, exactly. Scotty, what's your four?
All right, my four is Tenet, which I almost want to put it earlier, but there's other essential things. I think Tenet is the jam. And again, I said this in the podcast. I saw this with Ari. I turned her halfway through and I said, I have no idea what this film is about. But it like piqued my curiosity. Like I said, I like filling in the dots. I do like David Lynch films. I went home and I did the research. I'm like, oh my God, the whole film is a palindrome. It's the same thing forward and backwards. And like the words that they use and how much thought went into this film. What a unique way to do time travel. That some scenes with like the glass with them and like that's happening forward and backwards. There's some scenes, even the driving, where I'm like really trying for my brain to grasp everything that's going on. It's logical and it's sound in their world, but I can't. My brain is like, if they did that, I like the car chase takes a lot.
Yeah.
Well-crafted film, unbelievable, unique take on time travel, stretched my brain out in amazing ways.
That is one even more than all the crazy time travel we watch. That's one that like, I would love to just sit and watch three times in a row just to try. That's what it would take. Hold all that in your brain and try to put it together.
No film, no time travel film will ever be like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who's up? Is it Des?
Desmond, what is your number four?
Number four, the triumphant return of Triangle.
Oh, there it is. Wow.
Made it to number
it's
four.
It's four. I knew he liked it a lot.
Number okay, four.
So I really have to see this movie, don't I?
Yeah, you should watch it.
You do. It's, I mean, I forget how much you hate time crimes, so it might end up falling in that time crimes category, but as a time travel movie, you know, if you're gonna be on this show, I think, and this one is definitely like I think this is definitely between Triangle, Paradox, Time Crimes, and Infinite Man. Triangle definitely suffered from recency bias.
Okay.
I think in a year it would probably still make my list, but it would probably slide down a little bit. And if I rewatched Paradox, that might jump up to number three or something.
Right.
Triangle is so well done. So well done.
Wow. All right. So that's our fours.
So now we're on three. So Scott, it's your turn. What is your number three movie?
Oh, we're getting down to the nitty gritties, my friend. So now we're going to start seeing common things coming up.
Yeah.
Three.
My third one is Predestination.
Okay.
There we go.
We just went into why this film is great. I don't need to repeat it again. What a hidden secret gem of a film. This unknown independent film that would get to be in my third place. Good job, Ethan Hawke and crew.
Woo.
Also my number three.
Oh!
Just throw it out there. We finally got one, everybody.
The first time.
And mine's only one off. Mine was number four. So that one might get the most points.
That one might. Predestination might end up being number one based on my point system.
That's funny. Okay.
Because Scott fucked me on Back to the Future.
Okay.
Well, I think we have to rethink. I think we rethink the point system, though. We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'll start with it. We'll discuss it.
Yeah. Okay, so for my number three, I kind of cheated, you guys.
I
cheated a little bit.
You can't cheat.
And I combined two movies together. So I did Back to the Future 1 and 2.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
In my number
that
three
doesn't
spot.
Work.
Because the first one that's the DeLorean. That's the first one. Everybody references Back to the Future 1.
I know, but that they're in the same category is the weird part.
Same number, you mean?
Same number, yeah.
Okay, Ari. You're only allowed to put one and two in the same slot, but you got to take three as well.
Yeah, you got to do the trilogy.
You got to take the whole trilogy or none at all.
If you're going to do it that way.
The answer to that is no.
Ari says, fuck that. Well, I can't argue it too much. To me, they're so different because number one is a period piece. Number one and three are period pieces. And number two is just awesome time travel, forward and backward, tying you in knots, ahead of its time. Just, yeah. But I can't fault you, Ari.
For me, they're both just the Back to the Future. They're the original. They're the thing everyone references. Every time travel movie references in some way, shape, or form Back to the Future.
Yep.
And yes, the two is better than the one, but they go together.
I assume they're both on all of our lists, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So Des, you do your third now?
Scott is I did Predestination.
Desmond, you're up, right? What's your number two?
Number two.
Two.
Primer.
Wow.
That one is no surprise to anybody who listens to the show. Way up there on my list. I already said it's what took me from like to love. And probably second to Back to the Future, the movie I've seen the most on this list that, you know, I watched and tried to figure out and I shared it with people and I made friends and enemies. And
that's why people love it, is because they have to watch it so many times to try to figure it out. And there is that aspect of when you do try to figure it out, it makes your brain feel that certain way that we love so much.
Yeah.
That is the number one movie to do that to your brain, because it's so confusing. They try to make it so vague. And so it does that to your brain. And that's one of the things we like.
Yeah.
Desmond, your list is probably the most consistent of the three of us.
Like genre-wise.
Just picking like four or five of his picks all in the same wheelhouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So am I up for number two?
Yes.
Okay. So for me, number two is Tenet.
Wow. That's great. They made it to two. I feel bad that mine should have been two.
Two, four, and five. It's going to give it a high score.
Yeah.
Two, four, and five is a solid one.
What's your number two?
My number two is Back to the Future, timeless classic, the standard on which all time travel films are judged.
Wow.
It didn't make it to my one, as everyone's probably guessing at this point. Just my one is the most logical, most scientific, and like finely crafted film. Back to the Future is an 80s film, but it is the standard on which all should be judged. So it got number two for me.
See, Ari, I'm with you more now on your combination of the pick. The fact that Scott, I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
The fact that I what? Put it at two?
The five and two. Your two Back to the Future picks.
It was hard. Back to the Future 2 was closer in my first go around. And Endgames was like more like nine, and 12 Monkeys was earlier, and I did some swapping. It's tough. My 4 through 9 is interchangeable.
All right. What we're going to do, we're going to quickly, Ari, Scott, me.
For number one?
Yeah. We're not going to talk about it. We're just going to say our number. We will talk about it when we're done.
One. Oh, we're doing it like 1, 2, 3 simultaneously?
Just like title. Just title.
Oh, I don't get to say my little smartass comment about...
We will after.
Okay, no, you can't. No, you can.
Okay, so my little smartass comment, I don't know if it's smart, but is that if anyone is following our show and knows me well, they already know what my number one time travel movie is.
Or mine also.
Oh, no, I don't.
What? Desmond, I'm heartbroken.
What do you think my number one is?
You don't know what my number one time travel movie is, Desmond?
Scott's is Interstellar. Ari's is... What's Ari's? Wait.
Hello, Love and Gravity, which, by the way, is a book. So anyone out there that knows...
Just tell him. He's not going to pick up on this.
Knows the book, Love and Gravity. This has nothing to do with that. This is just my concept that all... What are you looking up, Desmond?
I'm looking at our list.
It's Interstellar, dude.
Interstellar!
No, you already... Wait a minute.
No, I didn't.
You're the only one that said it.
Oh, okay. No, I screwed up our list. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was going to say Interstellar, and then I was like, wait, she already fucking said it. I'm aghast. I don't know what to say.
So here's another twosie. Ari and I both have Interstellar as the number one pick.
Interstellar is, okay.
I think I can guess what Dez's is, and then we'll...
What is yours, Dez?
Back to the Future 2.
Yep. Wait, was Back to the Future 1 not even in your top 10?
It didn't make my list.
Oh my God.
Desmond, that is blasphemy right there.
The standard is not in the list.
Back to the Future 2 was so overshadowed it with its bonkers time travel.
I know, but it's not even number 9 for you.
Nope.
Wow, this is all full of surprises.
Well, that's why I was kind of like when Ari doubled up and then you doubled up too, like I had no problem making that call.
Wow.
Back to the Future isn't going to take up two slots for me.
Yeah, it didn't take up two slots for me either.
It did too.
I see what you're saying.
Five and two for you. Right. For me, I put them together because I didn't want it to take up two slots either, but they both.
Wow.
But I feel like they both should be there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get Interstellar got two votes on this.
Woo!
Yep.
It's like before I watched it the second time, I would have said Back to the Future. And ever since that second watching for me, I'm just like, I can't get over the film. I want to watch it all the time. It's so smart. It's like really logical science. And again, that's the thing where you examine, like I said, I talk about the soundtrack he did when they're on the water planet. And then you got this paradox that there is a scientific way that this man sees his daughter older than him. And it's plausible. What a fantastic paradox. What an incredible film.
It's sad. It's got science. It's realistic science.
Yeah.
It's got a love story.
It's got heart.
It's got AI. It's so
It's the most realistic good. Time travel ever depicted.
Yeah.
Basing on gravity. And it's one of those things that fills in the blanks. At the beginning, you find out all these things that are happening with her. And then you find out that's the dad later on coming back through space and time. Ugh.
It's just so good.
And your heart with them when they go to the planet and their lives are just going by.
So I know you got to run, Ari.
Yep.
So real quick, just give us your 10 to 1.
Just in order really quick?
In order real quick, yeah.
So Ari's top 10 time travel movies are number 10, Hot Tub Time Machine. Number 9, Frequency. Number 8, Groundhog Day. Number 7, The Time Machine, 2002 version. Number 6, Men in Black 3. Number 5, Looper. Number 4, Predestination. Number 3, is both Back to the Future 1 and 2. I know I combined them. Number 2 is Tenet. I never say that right. Tenet. And number 1 is Interstellar.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Oh, I have lots of honorable mentions. Yeah. Hang on, I got to pull it up. So honorable mentions. Actually, Millennium is in my honorable mentions.
Wow.
Whoa.
That really got me, that one.
Wow.
Obviously, Avengers Endgame. Edge of Tomorrow, yep. Time Traveler's Wife is in my honorable mentions.
I have that honorable mentions.
12 too. Monkeys, things like that.
Nice. Scott.
Here we go. All right. Number 10, Primer. Number 9, Butterfly Effect. Number 8, Endgames. Number 7, Donnie Darko. Number 6, 12 Monkeys. Number 5, Back to the Future 2. Number 4, Tenet. Number 3, Predestination. Number 2, Back to the Future. Number 1, Interstellar. Honorable mentions to Looper. To Time Crimes. I actually liked Arrival. Ari hates it, but I'll put Arrival in. Time Traveler's Wife. I love the idea that like she's dating him throughout his entire life, like different versions of himself.
Ooh, yeah.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I put that in because that is a childhood classic when it was just Bill and Ted's or Back to the Future. And Edge of Tomorrow, which is like, that almost made my list. What a good looping film. It's not easy to make a film doing the same thing over and over, entertaining and build towards something. And they did it.
They did a fantastic job.
Yeah. All right. Hit us.
All right. Desmond's top 10 list. Number 10, Time Lapse. Way down at number 9, Interstellar. Number 8, Time Crimes. 7, The Infinite Man. 6, Paradox. 5, Tenet. 4, Triangle. 3, Predestination. Number 2, Primer. And at number 1, hitting from the heart, Back to the Future Part 2. Honorable mentions. I had a pretty tight list to start with. Honorable mentions, Edge of Tomorrow, Looper. And my kind of left field one that didn't quite make the cut was Map of Tiny Perfect Things.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I enjoyed watching that movie so much, I had to just kind of throw it in there.
So we have some similar, we all have similar honorable mentions also. So wait, what are the only films that are on all three of our lists? I'm going through right now. It is Back to the Future 2, Interstellar, Tenet, Predestination. That's it, right?
That's it. That's it.
No matter how the math is done, that should be the top 4, those films. I'm not sure what the order is, but like those are the only four that are on all of our lists.
Yeah. I'll break it up a couple different ways and we'll...
Sure. And then we got 2 primers. We got, is that it? Anything else that's like that 2 of us voted for, but the other did not? Oh, we got 2 Back to the Futures, 1.
Yep.
And 2 primers. That's it.
Wow. This is going to be fantastic. This is so much better than I ever could have dreamed how this list came out.
It was really fun. And I am surprised by Ari's top 10. I'm not surprised by yours as much. Yours is pretty much, except I would have thought you would have Back to the Future. I knew you would have Back to the Future 2 as your first, but I thought Back to the Future would have been in there.
Yeah.
But the rest does not surprise me. Ari's list is mostly surprises. Because I would have thought she would have went like you. I thought she went all science and she went for a lot of heart.
Yeah, I wanted to make mine well-rounded, different genres. Yeah.
Is my list what you guys might have expected?
I think so, yeah.
I like some weird stuff. And
Butterfly Effect.
I was surprised by Donnie Darko for Scott.
What about Butterfly Effect?
Butterfly Effect, Donnie Darko.
But yeah, I...
12 Monkeys.
All right, if you guys had an 11, could you just, what would the 11th be?
Avengers Endgame.
I think I would do Edge of Tomorrow.
Now that we've talked about it, I think it'd be Endgame too.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to this amazing episode. 3 years plus in the making. Join us for our celebration of Back to the Future Day. We're going to talk about all of the Back to the Futures so that Ari has something to talk about except cowboy shit. It's going to be it's going to be amazing. And we're just going to celebrate the day. Join us on social media. We'll be celebrating always.
And if you're listening, send us your top 10 list.
Oh,
I want to hear what other people... Feel free to put that on the social media, right? Or send it to Desmond.
All right, real quick. Join us at Instagram at time_pop_pod. If you would like to send anything directly to us, send it to timepoppod@gmail.com. And you can also find this list. It will be on our website at whatsoundsawesome.com. Until next time, I am Desmond.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Scott.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be right back.
put it at underscore shit.
Time underscore pop underscore shit.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.